Mastering Your Emotions by Barrett delves into the intricacies of achieving mastery, exploring the interplay between our physical experiences, emotional well-being, and cognitive processes. Barrett emphasizes the profound connection between the mind and body and offers practical advice to harness this link for personal growth and success. The following sections summarize the key points Barrett makes throughout the text. Mastering one's emotions and actions lies in understanding and leveraging the interconnectedness of our physical states and mental constructs. Barrett argues that true mastery comes from a deep comprehension of how our bodies and minds influence each other and offers a guide to navigating this complex relationship effectively. Through a combination of scientific insights and practical strategies, Barrett provides a roadmap for individuals seeking to achieve mastery in their personal and professional lives. This journey involves a commitment to self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and cultivating habits that support a balanced body budget. The link between physical and mental. Barrett discusses how every physical action, such as eating a peach or bathing, has a corresponding mental experience. These actions are about survival, pleasure, and emotional satisfaction. For instance, enjoying the sensation of warm water on the skin while bathing is both a physical and mental experience. This connection can be utilized to master emotions, improve resilience, and redefine self-conception. Barrett highlights that every mental activity has a physical effect and vice versa, suggesting that we can strategically use this link to enhance our well-being. For example, engaging in physical activities like yoga can improve emotional health by balancing the body's internal budget. Additionally, Barrett notes that students with a richer emotional vocabulary perform better academically, and individuals with a balanced body budget are less likely to develop serious illnesses. The intricate link between physical actions and mental states underscores the importance of holistic approaches to health and emotional well-being, emphasizing that true mastery requires attention to both physical and mental aspects of life. The challenge of change. Changing one's emotional state is challenging, as evidenced by the rigorous training therapists and monks undergo to control their experiences. Despite the difficulty, Barrett offers practical steps based on the theory of constructed emotion. Small changes, like improving sleep habits or learning new words, can significantly impact emotional health. Barrett emphasizes that while not all suggestions will suit everyone, the effort to implement them can lead to greater well-being. For example, students with a richer emotional vocabulary perform better academically, and maintaining a balanced body budget can prevent illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. The change process requires persistence and a willingness to experiment with different strategies to find what works best for the individual. Barrett acknowledges that societal and personal barriers may make these changes seem daunting, but she encourages readers to start with manageable steps. By gradually incorporating these changes into daily routines, individuals can build resilience and enhance their overall quality of life. The journey to mastery is incremental, and each small adjustment contributes to a broader emotional and physical health transformation. Body budget and emotional health. Maintaining a balanced body budget is crucial for emotional well-being. The interoceptive network in our brain predicts and regulates our body's needs, and when these predictions are accurate, we feel good. However, modern culture often disrupts this balance through poor diet, lack of sleep, and social pressures. For instance, refined sugars and unhealthy fats in supermarket products can warp our body budget, leading to chronic misbudgeting and potential mental health issues. Sleep deprivation, common in today's society, further exacerbates this problem, making it difficult to maintain emotional stability. Barrett explains that a balanced body budget is foundational to emotional health because it directly affects how we feel and function. Regular exercise, sufficient sleep, and a nutritious diet are essential components of maintaining this balance. Barrett also highlights the impact of chronic stress on the body budget, noting that persistent stress can lead to long-term health issues. She advocates for proactive stress management through techniques like mindfulness and relaxation exercises. Understanding the concept of body budget helps individuals make informed choices about their lifestyle, leading to improved emotional and physical health. Impact of culture. Cultural expectations significantly affect our ability to manage our body budget and emotions. Advertisers exploit insecurities, suggesting we need certain products to be accepted, negatively impacting our body budget. Social media adds to this stress by introducing new forms of social rejection and ambiguity. For example, late-night screen time disrupts sleep patterns, and societal pressures to remain constantly connected via cell phones prevent true relaxation. These cultural factors create an environment where maintaining a balanced body budget is increasingly challenging. Barrett points out that modern culture often prioritizes productivity and consumerism over well-being, leading to widespread issues like sleep deprivation and poor dietary habits. The cultural emphasis on appearance and material success can also create significant emotional strain. Barrett suggests adopting a more mindful approach to consumption and social interactions to counteract these pressures. By being aware of how cultural influences affect our body budget, individuals can make more conscious choices that support their emotional health. This might involve setting boundaries around technology use, prioritizing sleep, and cultivating a supportive social network. Recognizing and addressing the impact of cultural expectations is a crucial step toward achieving mastery and maintaining overall well-being. Importance of sleep. Barrett emphasizes that adequate sleep is one of the most critical factors in maintaining a balanced body budget. Lack of sleep disrupts the brain's ability to regulate the body's needs, leading to a host of physical and emotional problems. For example, chronic sleep deprivation is linked to increased risks of depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. It also negatively impacts cognitive functions such as memory, decision-making, and problem-solving. Barrett provides scientific evidence showing that sleep is essential for processing emotions and maintaining emotional stability. She advocates for prioritizing sleep by creating a conducive sleep environment and establishing a regular sleep routine. Practical tips include reducing screen time before bed, avoiding caffeine in the evening, and ensuring the sleeping area is dark and quiet. Understanding the critical role of sleep in emotional health helps individuals make informed decisions about their daily routines. By prioritizing sleep, individuals can enhance their emotional resilience and overall quality of life. Barrett's insights into the importance of sleep underscore the need to consider sleep as a foundational element of health and well-being. The role of diet. Diet plays a significant role in maintaining a balanced body budget. Barrett explains that our food directly affects our body's ability to function properly. For instance, diets high in refined sugars and unhealthy fats can lead to imbalances in the body budget, resulting in feelings of sluggishness and emotional instability. Conversely, a diet rich in whole foods, such as fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats, supports overall well-being. Barrett emphasizes the importance of mindful eating, which involves paying attention to the body's hunger and fullness cues and choosing nutrient-dense foods. She provides examples of how certain foods can impact mood and energy levels, highlighting the connection between nutrition and emotional health. For instance, omega-3 fatty acids found in fish and flax seeds have been shown to reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. Additionally, Barrett advises against using food as a coping mechanism for stress or emotional discomfort. Individuals can improve their body budget and emotional resilience by adopting healthy eating habits. Understanding the relationship between diet and emotional health empowers individuals to make choices that support their well-being. Exercise and emotional health. Regular physical activity is essential for maintaining a balanced body budget and emotional well-being. Barrett explains that exercise has numerous benefits, including reducing stress, improving mood, and enhancing cognitive function. Physical activity stimulates the production of endorphins, which are chemicals in the brain that act as natural painkillers and mood elevators. Barrett highlights that even moderate exercise, such as walking or yoga, can significantly impact emotional health. For example, practicing yoga has been shown to reduce levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines, which contribute to inflammation and various diseases. Additionally, exercise helps regulate the body's stress response, making it easier to cope with daily challenges. Barrett provides practical tips for incorporating more physical activity into daily routines, such as taking short walks during breaks, using stairs instead of elevators, and participating in group fitness classes. She also emphasizes the importance of finding enjoyable activities to increase adherence to an exercise routine. By understanding the connection between physical activity and emotional health, individuals can make informed decisions that support their overall well-being. Social connections. Barrett underscores the importance of social connections in maintaining emotional health and a balanced body budget. Positive social interactions can buffer against stress and contribute to a sense of belonging and support. Barrett explains that social connections help regulate our body budget by providing emotional support and reducing feelings of isolation. For instance, spending time with friends and family can enhance mood and improve overall well-being. Barrett also highlights the role of touch in maintaining emotional health, noting that physical affection, such as hugs or massages, can lower stress hormones and increase feelings of comfort and security. She provides examples of how social support networks can impact emotional resilience, such as friends offering encouragement during challenging times. Barrett advises cultivating and maintaining strong social connections by engaging in regular social activities, expressing gratitude, and being present in interactions. Understanding the importance of social connections helps individuals prioritize relationships and seek positive social experiences that contribute to their emotional health. Mindfulness and emotional regulation. Mindfulness practices effectively enhance emotional regulation and maintain a balanced body budget. Barrett explains that mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment with a non-judgmental attitude. This practice helps individuals become more aware of their thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations, allowing them to respond to stress more effectively. For example, mindfulness meditation can reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression by promoting relaxation and improving emotional awareness. Barrett highlights the scientific evidence supporting the benefits of mindfulness, including its impact on brain structure and function. Regular mindfulness practice can strengthen connections in the brain's control network, enhancing the ability to regulate emotions. Barrett provides practical tips for incorporating mindfulness into daily life, such as setting aside time for meditation, practicing mindful breathing, and engaging in mindful activities like walking or eating. By cultivating mindfulness, individuals can improve their emotional resilience and overall well-being. Understanding the role of mindfulness in emotional regulation empowers individuals to develop habits that support a balanced body budget. Emotional intelligence. Barrett emphasizes the importance of developing emotional intelligence, EI, to achieve mastery and maintain emotional health. Emotional intelligence involves recognizing, understanding, and managing our own emotions and those of others. Barrett explains that individuals with high EI can construct more useful emotional experiences and respond more effectively to various situations. For example, distinguishing between unpleasant feelings like anger, frustration, or disappointment allows for more precise emotional regulation. Barrett highlights the benefits of high EI, including better academic performance, improved relationships, and greater overall success. She provides practical strategies for enhancing EI, such as expanding emotional vocabulary, practicing empathy, and reflecting on emotional experiences. Barrett also discusses the role of emotional granularity, the ability to construct fine-grained emotional experiences, in achieving higher EI. By developing EI, individuals can improve their emotional resilience, navigate social interactions more effectively, and enhance their overall quality of life. Developing emotional granularity. Emotional granularity, the ability to construct finely detailed emotional experiences, is crucial for emotional intelligence and overall well-being. Barrett explains that individuals with high emotional granularity can differentiate between various emotions and respond more appropriately to different situations. For example, instead of categorizing all unpleasant feelings as bad, a person with high emotional granularity might distinguish between frustration, annoyance, and disappointment. This nuanced understanding allows for more effective emotional regulation and better decision-making. Barrett highlights the benefits of high emotional granularity, including greater emotional resilience, improved relationships, and reduced risk of mental health issues. She provides practical strategies for developing emotional granularity, such as learning new emotion words, engaging in diverse experiences, and reflecting on emotional responses. By cultivating emotional granularity, individuals can enhance their ability to navigate complex emotional landscapes and achieve greater mastery over their emotional lives. Understanding the importance of emotional granularity empowers individuals to invest in their emotional development and build a richer, more nuanced emotional vocabulary. Practical applications of emotional intelligence. Barrett emphasizes the practical applications of emotional intelligence in everyday life. Individuals with high EI can navigate social interactions more effectively, manage stress better, and achieve greater success in personal and professional endeavors. For example, in the workplace, individuals with high EI are better equipped to handle conflicts, collaborate with colleagues, and lead teams. Barrett provides examples of how high EI can enhance relationships by fostering empathy, improving communication, and strengthening emotional bonds. She also highlights the role of EI in academic success, noting that students with high EI tend to perform better in school and are more resilient in the face of challenges. Barrett offers practical tips for applying EI in daily life, such as practicing active listening, reflecting on emotional experiences, and seeking feedback from others. By understanding the practical applications of EI, individuals can leverage their emotional skills to achieve greater success and well-being. The power of words. Barrett underscores the power of words in shaping our emotional experiences and influencing our body budget. Words are the building blocks of our concepts, and having a rich emotional vocabulary allows us to construct more precise and useful emotional experiences. For example, distinguishing between feeling irritated and frustrated can help us respond more appropriately to different situations. Barrett explains that learning new words, including those from other languages, can expand our emotional repertoire and enhance our emotional intelligence. She provides examples of words from other languages that capture unique emotional experiences, such as the Dutch word gezellig, a feeling of togetherness and coziness, and the Greek word enohi, major guilt. Barrett also highlights the importance of using specific and descriptive language when communicating about emotions, as this helps others understand our experiences more accurately. By recognizing the power of words, individuals can enrich their emotional vocabulary, improve their emotional intelligence, and enhance their overall well-being. Role of concepts in emotional experiences. Concepts are crucial in shaping our emotional experiences and influencing our body budget. Barrett explains that our brain uses concepts to predict and categorize sensory input, allowing us to construct meaningful emotional experiences. For example, the concept of happiness encompasses a range of emotional experiences, from contentment to joy. Having a rich and nuanced set of concepts enables us to construct more precise and useful emotional experiences. Barrett highlights the importance of developing a diverse conceptual system by engaging in new experiences, learning new words, and reflecting on emotional responses. She provides practical strategies for expanding our conceptual repertoire, such as reading books, traveling, and trying new activities. By enriching our conceptual system, we can enhance our emotional intelligence, improve our ability to regulate emotions, and achieve greater mastery over our emotional lives. Understanding the role of concepts in emotional experiences empowers individuals to invest in their emotional development and build a richer, more nuanced emotional vocabulary. Importance of emotional flexibility. Emotional flexibility, adapting emotional responses to different situations, is crucial for emotional health and overall well-being. Barrett explains that individuals with high emotional flexibility can navigate complex emotional landscapes and respond appropriately to changing circumstances. For example, shifting from feeling frustrated to feeling hopeful in response to a challenge can improve problem-solving and resilience. Barrett highlights the benefits of emotional flexibility, including greater emotional resilience, improved relationships, and reduced risk of mental health issues. She provides practical strategies for developing emotional flexibility, such as practicing mindfulness, reflecting on emotional experiences, and seeking feedback from others. By cultivating emotional flexibility, individuals can enhance their ability to navigate complex emotional landscapes and achieve greater mastery over their emotional lives. Understanding the importance of emotional flexibility empowers individuals to invest in their emotional development and build a richer, more nuanced emotional vocabulary. The role of prediction in emotional experiences. Prediction is crucial in shaping our emotional experiences and influencing our body budget. Barrett explains that our brain constantly predicts sensory input, using past experiences to anticipate future events. These predictions help us construct meaningful emotional experiences and regulate our body budget. For example, if we predict a stressful situation, our body prepares by increasing heart rate and releasing stress hormones. Barrett highlights the importance of accurate predictions for emotional health, noting that chronic mispredictions can lead to emotional instability and health issues. She provides practical strategies for improving predictive accuracy, such as practicing mindfulness, reflecting on past experiences, and seeking feedback from others. By understanding the role of prediction in emotional experiences, individuals can enhance their ability to regulate emotions, improve their emotional resilience, and achieve greater mastery over their emotional lives. Recognizing the importance of accurate predictions empowers individuals to invest in their emotional development and build a richer, more nuanced emotional vocabulary. Influence of social reality on emotional experiences. Social reality significantly influences our emotional experiences and body budget. Barrett explains that our interactions with others shape our concepts and predictions, impacting how we construct emotional experiences. For example, cultural norms and social expectations influence how we interpret and respond to emotions. Barrett highlights the importance of understanding social reality to enhance emotional intelligence and well-being. She provides examples of how social support and positive social interactions can buffer against stress and improve emotional health. Barrett also discusses the role of social reality in shaping our identity and self-concept, noting that our sense of self is constructed through social interactions. By understanding the influence of social reality on emotional experiences, individuals can make more informed choices about their social interactions and relationships. Recognizing the impact of social reality empowers individuals to cultivate positive social environments that support their emotional well-being. Conclusion. In Mastering, Barrett provides a comprehensive guide to achieving mastery by understanding and leveraging the interconnectedness of our physical and mental states. She emphasizes the importance of maintaining a balanced body budget, developing emotional intelligence, and expanding our conceptual repertoire. Barrett offers practical strategies for enhancing emotional resilience, improving predictive accuracy, and navigating complex emotional landscapes. By recognizing the profound connection between the mind and body, individuals can make informed choices that support their overall well-being. Barrett's insights empower readers to take control of their emotional lives, achieve greater mastery, and enhance their quality of life. Understanding the principles of emotional and physical interconnectedness is the foundation for personal growth and success. Through commitment to these principles, individuals can navigate the challenges of modern life and achieve a state of emotional and physical balance.